This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The Philippine Defense Secretary says that at least 17 people have been killed, 40 rescued in the crash of a Philippine Air Force C-130 aircraft carrying troops in a southern province. The Defense Secretary says that rescue efforts have been ongoing and the aircraft had 92 people on board, including three pilots and five crew members. The rest were Army personnel. Government forces have been battling for decades. The militants in the predominantly Muslim province of Sulu, where the plane crashed Sunday, it is not immediately clear what caused the crash. Military says at least 40 people who were pulled from the burning wreckage were brought to a hospital, and troops have been trying to save the rest. Tropical Storm Elsa is now battering the southern coast of Haiti and the Dominican Republic, downing trees and pulling off rooftops as it speeds through the Caribbean, killing at least three people. Storm was centered about 175 miles east-southeast of Montego Bay, Jamaica. It was also swirling west-northwest at 17 miles per hour. It had a maximum sustained winds of 65 miles per hour as a tropical storm, which had been a Category 1 hurricane earlier Saturday and weakened in its approach to Cuba. And the storm was forecast to hit Cuba next on a path that would then take it to Florida. Businesses around the world rushed Saturday to contain a ransomware attack that paralyzed their computer networks, a situation complicated in the U.S. by offices lightly staffed at the start of the 4th of July holiday weekend. It is not yet known how many organizations have been hit by demands that they pay a ransom in order to get their systems working again. Some cybersecurity researchers predict it could be one of the broadcast ransomware attacks on record.